The FBI effectively put the country on high alert yesterday, warning that there may be additional terrorist attacks in the United States or against U.S. interests abroad over the next few days. Last night, President Bush reassured Americans that the government was doing everything it could to ensure safety, and he said he would close buildings if there was credible evidence of a planned attack. We asked people if the threat of attacks is changing their weekend plans. We spoke to residents in Oxford, Ohio, Birmingham, Alabama, and we begin in Boston.
My name's Owen. I'm 20 years old, and I'm a sophomore here at BU. I haven't taken any precautions. You know, I thought I might if we started attacking Afghanistan, but we're attacking and I'm not doing anything. It might be a good idea. The Bible does say head for the hills. I'm just going to keep my eyes open and hope I survive.
Sean Sella, 23. Yeah, some of my friends are really worried about it. I mean, others aren't quite as worried about it. I think people right now are blowing things way out of proportion. I think people need to stop worrying so much. I think that's why the stock market's going down. And people just need to keep living their lives and realize that justice will be met one way or another.
Oh, I'm Leah Tuscany. I'm from Oxford. And I would say, yes, my plans have changed. I planned on staying home and just watching carefully the TV. And we were going to go out shopping to the mall for some school items for my son. And I think we're just probably going to stay home.
I'm Matt Novak from Cleveland, Ohio. And my plans haven't changed because I don't really think that there's too much of a possibility of any attacks being in any areas that I'll be this weekend. So it might be different if I was in somewhere like Chicago or New York, but no, not here. I don't think there's going to be too much of a threat.
My name is Kelly Dawson. I'm from Birmingham, and although I'm not necessarily changing my plans, I am a little bit more concerned about where I may be taking my family. I have three small children, and I'm probably more concerned about where I would be going with them. I did see an email this weekend that said something about be careful going to malls, so I definitely know that I won't be going to the malls this weekend.
My name is Verlanda Tate Rowe from Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm trying to be normal. I'm trying to work, and because actually I feel like if any kind of threat or any kind of bombing or anything severe, it could happen anywhere. You know, I could be at Walmart, be on the train station, or be on the train or be at the bus station, or just be downtown Birmingham. So I think we can become too cautious and put our whole life on hold. So I'm just trusting in God that I'll be taken care of. That's just all I can do.
We heard from people in Boston, in Oxford, Ohio, and in Birmingham, Alabama.